Blog Talk Radio.
I believe we're live. So welcome to episode 3 of Matt and Scott's Excellent Podcast. We're doing it on a Sunday when we normally do it on a Monday, so it's kind of got us rattled a little bit.
Yeah, Mark, we were off a week, so.
You're probably off a week.
Well, you see.
Family first. That's
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah.
Family first.
Yeah, everyone in my job decided to quit the same day, so.
Yeah.
More work for me.
It happens. I've been there. As a matter of fact, I had a late night last night, which I don't have that many people. But today we're going to talk conspiracy theories. We like to joke around and have fun, but we're going to go a little creepy today. Maybe get your mind open and find new things to talk about.
Yeah. Where do you want to kick it off at?
I guess, you know, because everybody knows the 9/11 conspiracy, and whether or not you believe it, that's up to you. I remember when I was younger and my brothers were talking about it, I thought they were crazy because why would your country do that to its own people? And then you start reading the facts and you start getting all this. Maybe it was real. Maybe they really did kill our own people. One that seemed the most far-fetched to me at the time, and then actually reading up one that seemed to be the most logical, is the World Bank. Fact that certain countries don't have the same bank as us. And,
right.
The Rothschilds, right? Rothschilds?
Yeah.
And Iraq just happened to be one of them, so.
Yep.
Like I said, it seemed far-fetched at the time, and then the more you read into it, you're like, well.
What got me, I think, was the demolition style falling, of course.
Right.
That's what everybody falls on. And then the one building, was it Building 7, I think, that falls.
Yeah, the one that's, in front of the building.
Yeah, and it just falls.
Yeah, just out of the blue.
No reason why everybody's distracted one way. And then me and you talked about the Pentagon hole. That
doesn't look like a plane at all.
It would have had to be coming in at such an angle that didn't make any sense. Looks like a missile.
Yeah, it looked literally like it had to have been driving on its wheels to get in that building the way it did.
There are people, though, that take it a little too far. It seems like people say that there wasn't actually a plane.
Yeah, I saw that the plane was CGI.
Right.
Yeah, like what we were seeing on TV was CGI, but then you see raw footage of people with home videos.
Somebody would have been like, hey, everybody would have been like, hey, we didn't see a plane.
Yeah.
And
you could hear like I said, you could see the raw footage of people on the ground, and you could see them panicking when they hear another one coming.
Yeah.
So obviously something hit.
I don't know. We're probably in the same school then, right?
Yeah, we were Poker Middle. I was in.
You went to Poker?
You went to GW.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. I know you then.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
We was watching, and when the second one hit.
We were watching
the TV.
It was actually an art class.
Yeah?
It was weird to be in art class. Because now I think they've taken all the arts out of high school and middle school and all that.
I almost failed art, so.
Yeah. How do you fail art?
And they put me in advanced art.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean?
I give you that. I don't know how you...
This is me drawing a stick figure.
Why am I going to advanced art? I remember in art class, they did the squares.
Yeah.
You could do the squares.
You
took a regular picture and you put the squares on and you had to follow the squares. So
right.
That was rough, but... No, yeah, we was... 2001, how old was it?
I was in the seventh grade.
12?
So.
That's 12. No, I was 14. 14.
Oh, yeah? 14? I don't know how old you are now.
I don't want to talk about it. But, it's, like I said, everybody knows that one. And, like I said, whether you believe it or not, that's on your own. I'm not here to change your opinion. We're just going to try to open your mind to some that are a little out there. But, I mean, if you read into them, you see why we want to talk about them.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to start with?
The first one that I had was the Kennedy assassination.
Right.
I figured that'd be a good one to jump into because most people are pretty familiar with that one.
Right, and it kind of ties into the whole government.
Conspiracies and stuff like that.
Which there are a lot of them, actually. And then there's several that have been true. The government sending out chemicals in the air to, so.
Yeah. Another one, well, actually, we got another one with Area 51 later that we'll get into that it's more government-based. So, it's 1963 when this happened. Supposedly, there was 3 bullets fired. Okay, so John Connally was the governor of Texas. He also got struck from one of the bullets. Now, the magic bullet theory, though, states that it had to have gone through, I believe, like, through his neck, and then I think through his arm at the same time, and then somehow hit the other guy, too, which, man, that's pretty much been thrown out.
No, so, see, you're opening me set. I never even heard about the magic bullet.
Yeah. Kind of like in Seinfeld, they make fun of it when he
spits. Oh,
spit.
Okay, that makes sense to me now, Because I never understood that episode, but it was funny. No, I never even heard that.
So, Lee Harvey Oswald obviously is the one to take the fall for it.
Right.
And then he actually gets killed 2 days later, I believe. Jack Ruby shoots him on TV as they're leading him.
I've seen the raw footage of it. I saw the raw footage of JFK, which is kind of hard to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's still hard to watch.
Yeah,
I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, in 2018, all the stuff that you see on TV, that's still hard to watch.
Yeah, it is. I mean, his wife's right there.
Yeah.
Like, you see his brain matter, basically. Like,
I read something about, they say that she did it.
Yeah, I've seen something like
where
that.
When she came back, and not on purpose, like when she heard the first shot, that she fell
back and
shot him. Yeah, I read that one.
Well, they say, I think that he shot out of a window,
right,
from a couple stories up. But a lot of people are trying to say that he got shot in the back, but his head goes backwards.
Back into the left.
Yeah, back into the left, right. So, and then
I remember that.
So
back into the left.
And then, there's the grassy knoll
that
where they say a second shooter supposedly was a guy with an umbrella, and it was hot outside that day, and why would he have an umbrella out, and he was dark clothes or whatever. So there's that theory also, and that he was just a fall guy, Oswald was just a fall guy. Jack Ruby, actually the guy that killed him, had some ties to the mob, I believe, so... I mean, I think it's got to be some sort of cover-up with JFK.
I mean, obviously.
No, it's somebody. It's some sort of... I mean, the reasons why we might know.
Right, like, what is... I heard this from a cop. Actually, he's my cousin. He's a police officer. He said that if the evidence is all perfectly there, there's usually a reason behind it, and it's not because... Because there's always something missing. If all the evidence is there, then it's set up.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's something that they don't want us to know, we're probably not going to know.
No, I think something about was it Lyndon B. Johnson was his vice president? I can't
think so.
But he had ties to the mob and was shot.
And
then that's why he was. There's a few other reasons why they say he was shot and killed, and something about. He didn't agree with going to war with
the Vietnam.
No, it's Fidel Castro, whoever he was.
Sure. Oh, okay, yes.
He didn't want they wanted to go to war with him because they didn't. Like I said, it all tied back to the Rothschild Bank.
Yeah,
they didn't have the bank there, Cuba.
Yeah,
they didn't have the bank in Cuba. They wanted the bank, so they had to go to war with Cuba. JFK was against it, and that's why. And his vice president was for it. But like you said, we're never going to know. It was in 1963, it's 2018, and we still don't know exactly. So.
Yeah, you can't get away. Did you see the drone footage? Like, a drone attempted to assassinate, I cannot remember the country now, but the president of that country just, like, flew in, trying to blow up near him. Like,
no, I have no idea. It's
crazy. If you think of all the technology now, it would actually be easier to do that.
Yeah, and there's, like, laws against, like, you're not allowed to shoot down a drone unless it's over a military airbase. Yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah, people could do some damage with those things. So, on the believability scale...
Okay, yeah, believability.
Do you believe that he was assassinated for government reasons, or do you believe that it was just out of passion?
100% government reasons.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, you're going to say 10. I'm going to say 10. It's believable. I think he was assassinated by the government.
Still interesting, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's still an interesting read, and there's a lot better videos that you can find on YouTube.
Yeah.
They give you a lot more information on it.
I watched a slow motion one the other day. And it's like...
Yeah, it's hard to watch. You can find the footage. It's hard to watch. There's, like I said, there's a lot of videos on YouTube of better people that have done more research than I have.
Yeah,
Matt did his research. He brought the notes this week. He didn't want. He wanted to be cool and not say anything about it. He did the research. I just thought I'd wing it. I've had a long night.
But, before we go any further, these chairs, dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I
think we've got to switch.
Can we not upgrade at all?
Like a futon or a couch on?
Like a love seat.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. Back to the matter at hand.
So, instead of changing this, I mean, you want to jump into one of yours?
I
got yours on my page. Because I wrote his notes
He took my notes down for me, too. Yeah, I like one of the ones that interests me, and I'll get to the end before the believability scale, is reptilians, the lizard people.
Okay, I don't know a lot about this.
All right, I'll let you lead. What it says is, basically, the theory goes, is reptilians are not, they're... I don't know if they are from Earth. No, they're not from Earth. And they've taken over our leaders and people in Hollywood, like our most influential. I say this with a grain of salt when I say influential, like Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Like the ones that the kids really pay attention to. And they've taken over and they got footage of them, of their eyes changing. But you got like in HD and then you got to zoom in 100 and it blurs out really good. So. But, yeah, and they live in the hollow earth that there's a...
is that why some people don't age?
Yeah. That's another reason. Obama was one. Hillary Clinton's one. But her, I could honestly believe.
Yeah.
She does look a little... No.
Alien-y, doesn't she?
A little bit, yeah. No.
Wizardy?
Yeah. I don't know if she's got scales.
Are they alien? Are they from another...
I believe the theory goes is they're not. They're actually the original people who lived here. They were the ones who took the earth first, and then we took over. So they can shapeshift. They can but they always take over like I said, influential people. It's always present. It's not gonna be anybody like you and me.
Thinking of Mystique.
I guess it kind of goes along with that. Yeah, but they live in the hollow earth, which is another conspiracy theory that you gotta really read into. It's fun, but yeah, the lizard people live there. There's an entrance in the Himalayan mountains or something like that, and that's where they live. And they take over our government, and they take over like Putin is one of them.
I could see that actually, or just being a robot, one or the other.
Yeah, he does have that robot.
Yeah. Like the Russian Terminator.
Yeah, I get it. I can see that. I don't really know a whole lot about it because I read it into... When I read it like fan fiction.
Yeah.
Because the first time I read it, I was like, all right. And this is like me opening my mind to stuff. I cannot open my mind to lizard people in our skin taking over while we... Just do our thing.
It's a hard one to grasp. I feel like if they're going to take over, wouldn't they try to rule the world, though? Like, do they want the Earth back?
You would think. No, but apparently it's just stationed mainly in the United States.
See, I would, like, take over, like, Shaquille O'Neal. It's like 7'4", and then I would start crushing people. Stuff like that.
It would make sense for a lizard man to not be in somebody that's 5'4".
Conor McGregor.
Or Miley Cyrus, of all people. But I get the way that they say it because kids are watching. They can influence kids. And
warping their brain.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
And
going for the long game.
Yeah, exactly. We're a little older and our minds are open where children are not. They're able to learn things and they can send subliminal messages.
I can see my kid being a lizard person, like believing that. Being a lizard person.
Yeah, he's a good kid though.
Yeah.
That Claymore you've got.
I know.
Jeez Louise.
It hurts too.
That's like, yeah. How old is he?
5.
5. 5-year-old has a claymore that's as tall as he is, and it's heavy. No, I don't really. All right, so I'll just go into believability skill because I can't really talk too much about it without laughing. I give it a 2 just because of the way I like the way they think because they're like, well, the kids are going to be more susceptible. Thank you.
I think that's it.
Yeah,
it's
susceptible
a hard word.
To their influence as children than we are.
Right.
So I believe in that with subliminal messages and all that.
But
I don't believe they're lizard people. I believe they're crooked. I don't believe they're lizard people. So I'm going to give it a 2.
I was actually going to go 3 just because, I don't know, I think stranger things have happened. Nothing surprises me.
Yeah, if it turned out to be true, I wouldn't be surprised. Let's just put that.
I think Americans and people in the world in general are surprised by way too much.
Yeah.
There's stuff that you just don't know about.
Yeah, like Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
I believe he's real.
We're going to go on a Bigfoot hunt one time for the podcast.
I have gone on a Bigfoot hunt. I sent him a picture of a Bigfoot and, a Sasquatch. And
yeah, it was.
It was not a Bigfoot, it was a Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. But he had big feet.
He did have big feet, though.
So, maybe he's a mix.
He was a hybrid. Maybe he was a lizard person in a Bigfoot costume.
You want to go, you want to do Area 51?
Yeah, because I love alien talk.
Yeah, we do that. Okay.
Because. But before you get started on Area 51,
yeah.
I was talking with somebody at work. She works for me, and she's, and I put this in quotations, a high and mighty Christian, because she doesn't really, she believes in the Bible, and she wants to spread her message through the Bible,
yeah.
But doesn't follow said message, right? So
yeah.
that Christian, that very contradicting, very, but anyway, I read an article how NASA had found a lake under the surface of Mars with water. So I said, okay, with water being there, that means there's life on Mars.
Yeah, I read that same.
Okay,
yeah.
I said life. She assumed I meant aliens. I meant plants. She thought I meant aliens, and we got into this whole...
Alive.
Yeah.
Trees, whatever.
Yeah, we got into this whole spiel, so then I just started feeding into it. And it's not that I'm not a religious person, but if you think with billions and billions of planets and galaxies and that we're the only one with intelligent life.
You can't even know there is no end to space.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't even know what's out there.
No.
You can't know.
So they're just completely against it. And like I said, I didn't say aliens, I said life. She assumed I meant aliens and
what do they think happens out there? Just that you hit a wall eventually?
Or do you I guess you get on the gold brick road, right? As far as you just keep going out there, get on the gold road.
Maybe. Maybe. Is it like Rainbow Road, Mario Kart?
I'm not sure.
Once you go so far, because I'm going. That.
Yeah, that would be fun. If you believe, if that's what it takes to get you through life, that there's something out there waiting for you if you're a good person, by all means, I'm not going to judge you for it.
Yeah, ain't
but,
nothing. Believe what you want.
But don't contradict yourself by reading this book.
Yeah, if you're going to be about it, then be about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have 6 divorces and 7 marriages. And
she going to watch this podcast?
Lord, I hope so. She needs a wake-up call.
You send it to her.
All right, so yeah, let's get into Area 51.
1955, it was approved strip of wasteland by Dwight Eisenhower.
Right.
Okay, so what they did there is they had aircraft testing, which is like top secret military testing, speed sounds. Let's see. So then there's this guy, William Brazell, I think his name. I don't want to mess that up. But he found these like rods and pieces of plastic and that stuff near Area 51. That's what sprang the whole controversy as to what they were actually doing there. He found them in, I think, 1947. So this was even before they actually were talking about that. So people then started flocking to the place, basically, and then started reporting strange noises and lights and weird things, which they're doing testing there on spaceships and stuff that we had never seen before. So it could be stuff, could be just new technology that's ours, for one, but then it just kind of snowballed from there, you know. So.
Yeah, people were seeming to be more aware in 1955 than we are now.
Yep.
No,
I think we had it right in my backyard.
Yeah, if one could crash in my yard, I wouldn't even. Like, hey, listen, Pop. You hungry? You had a long trip. You hungry?
I mean, honestly, with how drugs are around here, I don't know if I can tell the difference in an alien and some people that I see anymore.
Yeah, they look bad.
Yeah, they do.
That's one thing we should have covered was the drug epidemic in West Virginia. Yeah, because
what?
I mean, why were all those pills shipped here? But anyway, we'll cover that in a second. I've always been fascinated with Area 51.
Yeah.
And aliens, and because, like I said, my mind's open. I like reading new things and getting into things. And it kind of goes with the whole Battle of Los Angeles. Do you remember Battle of Los Angeles? Like, not the movie, the real, there was a real story behind it.
Okay, I didn't know the real story.
Yeah, I don't remember the date, but yeah, there was a spacecraft was right on the coast of Los Angeles. Right in, I mean, you can see it. I mean, you can get on YouTube, you can find the footage. This spacecraft and our government is fighting it.
Okay.
And I can't remember the, I want to say it was like, it was in the 70s, I want to say. But I can't remember. Dates are not one of my fortes. Days are not good for me. But, yeah, so our government is shooting at this thing. And you can see it. And it's not fighting back. But we're fighting it and then...
Not hurting it, though?
No, and it lasted. I think, I want to say it lasted 2 days, this whole battle. Yeah, and then it got covered up. And then you could, like I said, you could find the footage. You can read about it. I know it doesn't really tie into Area 51 as much.
Well, I was going to say something, but actually I don't think really that does. There's one, I can't remember the name of this thing, but it's a black spacecraft that supposedly hovers around in outer space that has been unidentified. But it comes and goes. It's something that they haven't, it doesn't just sit there now. I don't know the name of the thing, sir. Saved my life. I didn't know we were going to go into that, or I would have run over to it. But.
If you ever get, because I didn't know that you didn't know about the real Battle of Los Angeles. You gotta look it up.
And now I'm going to have to.
Yeah, it's interesting. But one part of evidence for me for Area 51 being, which is in Roswell, New Mexico, I believe. Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Roswell.
Yeah, Roswell. So, is a ambassador in Canada who is literally. I mean, he's literally one of the most intelligent men on the planet. And this is on one of the channels that just have the government, like, you have our government on these channels. You can watch it, C-SPAN.
All
right, so, and he's on the Canadian version of C-SPAN, and he's talking about Roswell, New Mexico, and he's talking about how we, the United States, are working with aliens. And he talks about the gray ones and the brown ones. Brown ones are from Mars and they're evil. The gray ones are the good ones and we work with them. We have brown ones captured in Area 51 and for a good reason, because they're hostile and they want to take over, where the gray ones are, they're trying to save us. So like a lot of this new technology is based off of what they brought.
Yeah.
And so when they found, which was where the crash was, is the gray ones, and they've been trying to help us from the beginning. And for an intelligent man,
it's the thing. It's that.
Why would he risk his own career and his own credibility if he didn't fully believe
it? And that's
it.
Like, what does he have to gain? Like, what do people have to gain from just making up, hey, I saw a UFO, or I saw this,
this ambassador. He has everything to lose. Nothing to gain.
Yeah.
And especially on C-SPAN, like, why would he? Yeah, he went on C-SPAN to talk about it. He didn't go on the CNN news or anything like that.
Yeah.
He was on C-SPAN talking to his government about it. And they said, you can find the clip of him. I've seen it. That's kind of why I'm glad you brought up Area 51 so I could bring that up.
To me, I have no doubt that something did crash land there. And then, I mean, this is crashes before they start Area 51, right? So then they start.
They basically built around it.
Yeah, they designate this area, and then, I mean, I don't know. Like we said before, it's that you'd be crazy to think that nothing, that we're the only people.
Yeah.
We're the only beings that can be. It's crazy.
It's selfish, right?
It is.
It's kind of selfish.
It's selfish to think that we're the only intelligent life in billions of infinite space, billions of galaxies, billions of planets that we're at. Yeah, and we're not even really that old as a species.
No.
So I mean, we could be way far behind from a lot of things.
Yeah, like especially if you see, like, some of these, the footage of some of these spacecrafts that hit Earth and they, in thin air, and they're gone.
Yeah.
And I think that once we develop that, we could do that.
Right. So hopefully I'm around for that.
Yeah, I don't want to be here. I don't really want to be here now, let alone, you know, 20 years from now.
I just want to time travel.
Yeah, that is another one. That's one I wanted to cover. But, like, I believe in time travel. I believe, like,
oh, okay.
Okay, but I don't know enough about it to.
You want to believe
it. Yeah, I want to believe it more than I do believe it. Let's put it that way. Yeah, you're right. I want to believe it because there's some things that can't be explained.
Yeah,
like the fan. Yeah, Keanu Reeves. the fan at Mike Tyson's fight in 1991. He's got an iPhone.
Oh yeah, I've seen
it. And then the woman in a Charlie Chaplin film, she's got a cell phone and she's talking, she's walking away from a Charlie Chaplin film.
Yeah,
it's just, there's got to be something. And then there's a guy that's wearing like clothes from 2010 and he's at a 1960 concert.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just, like I said, I want to believe it. There's not enough evidence, I guess, to support the fact that it's real, but I think there's things that, like you said, basically it goes back to our government and those things that we can't possibly fathom.
Yeah.
And we're not going to know why is Area 51 is heavily guarded. Because if you go to other military bases, they're not nearly as, like, you can't see within things like yards of Area 51.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's heavily guarded.
Yeah, like, you can see the signs, like, do not cross this line. And the moment you do, they're right there. No military base is nearly as protected as Area 51. So there's something there. Otherwise, they wouldn't be heavily. So, on believability scale, I'm gonna give it a 10 as well because I believe absolutely.
Are we going about just believability that it's a government cover up? Is that what we're doing?
Government cover up
there?
Or do you believe? I believe that they're, because, like I said, it goes back to that footage of the man from Canada who is highly regarded as an intelligent man. Why would he risk everything? Talk about aliens if they weren't there. So I'm gonna I'm gonna say 10 on the fact that there's aliens there. And
I'll tell anything.
And I'll go 8 on government cover up.
Okay. Maybe they have no choice. I mean,
yeah,
that's the thing. We don't know the reasonings behind stuff.
Yeah.
And honestly, I almost understand why. Because there are so many crazy people that don't need a lot of this information.
Yeah. Maybe we're one of them.
Yeah, we're probably one of them.
Yeah. But I'm not going to blame Trump for it. I'm not going to blame Obama for it.
Yeah.
Like everybody else. So everything's Trump's fault. Or back in 2008, everything was Obama's fault.
Yeah.
So. It's crazy how people forget that everybody blamed Obama for stuff. And they're like, oh, no, we never did that.
Oh, yeah.
The hell you didn't.
They still are. What are you talking about?
All right, so one that I know you know about, and because I remember texting you the night that I had read about it and came across it, was the Mandela Effect.
Okay, yeah.
And I remember the night, and I told you, I was like, I forget what it was. I texted you, I said, do you remember a movie called Shazam with Sinbad in it? And you're like, dude, I'm far ahead of you. And I was like, I know. I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
I know I have. But basically, the Mandela Effect is that our reality crashed with another, like an alternate reality.
Right, yeah.
And some of us have memories of things from the alternate reality where other people have different memories. And,
they forgot like they were supposed to.
Yeah, and apparently
we were Men in Black,
That'd have been a good segue.
It's funny, dude, you did it that way, though, because my buddy Chris called me probably 2 months ago and was like, hey, remember that movie? He just did it real, he was like, hey, remember that movie, Shazam? And I was like, yeah, man, we'll send that in. He was like, yeah, that didn't happen. And I was like, what are you talking about? So it was like an hour of him just being like, nope, this didn't happen either. None of this happened. My whole life's a lie.
And for me, not only the Shazam was We Are the Champions.
Yeah.
Right. So and I remember because I sing it to this day.
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, at the end of the song when he says We Are the Champions, I always sing
of
the
world. Yeah.
And I know a bunch of people that sing it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't sing it.
He doesn't sing.
Like why would we sing it if
But see that's weird.
Freddie Mercury never did.
But we didn't grow up with that song.
No. No, we didn't.
Like, that didn't make it weirder for me. I don't know. I guess I feel like stuff that we grew up with that we saw that got erased makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
But this is stuff that happened before.
And I remember because I was telling my dad about this. My dad is completely against conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I was telling him about this, and I said, okay. And I was talking to him about We Are the Champions, and I was like, sing the last 20 seconds of it. And he's like, I don't know the last 20 seconds of it. So then we're starting to listen to it. And as this song ends, he sings along and goes, of the world. And I was like, he doesn't say it. And he's like, yeah, he does. I was like, no, you sung it. He didn't. He's like, you're crazy. I was like,
does he believe it a little bit now?
No, he still doesn't believe it. No.
He's like,
no,
I swear.
He's like, maybe I saw it in a commercial or something. So.
Maybe he added it somewhere.
Yeah, because, he's like, you're crazy. I was like, well, that's besides the point.
Have we checked the live, like, any live shows he never said it, or is it just...
No, I mean, I haven't done the research on it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But the fact that so many people sing that lyric, and it never existed. And another example was the Bear-Stein Bears.
Yeah.
I remember reading the Bear-Stein Bears, but it's actually Bear-Stein Bears.
Yeah. I had to go look. I had a book.
Yeah.
I had to go look.
Yeah, I had to look at those too. I was like, no, I know that one's false. I know that one's the Bear-Stein Bears. No, it's not. It's the Bear-Stein Bears. For me, another one was Nelson Mandela.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I remember him dying in prison. I remember doing a book report on him dying in prison.
I could have swore, yeah.
But he didn't. No, yeah. I mean, he was the president of South Africa. Yeah. He didn't die. He died. Like, was it 2001? I can't remember.
Yeah. Wasn't prison?
No. He didn't die in prison like I did a book report on. He straight up lived.
I think there was one. Was it Jiffy, I think, that everybody remembers?
Yeah, Jiffy Peanut Butter.
Yeah.
It's never been Jiffy. It's always been Jiff.
Just Jiff. Forever.
Which is weird. I know this doesn't really pertain to it, but GIF, G-I-F,
we
pronounce it as GIF. It should be GIF because it's graphic. Yeah. I know a lot of people that say GIF. I'm like, the peanut butter? No, the little bit, no, that's GIF.
Yeah, it's GIF.
Yeah.
I never understood people say
it. I know that it really makes sense.
It's the same thing as like meme. Is it meme?
I've always said meme. But I know people say meme.
Yeah, meme. Yeah. Really? Why choose that word if you don't know it? You know?
Yeah, I don't get that one either.
I want to say meme.
That sounds stupid. Like, I've always said meme.
Yeah, but for anybody that doesn't know about the Mandela Effect, just like go look it up and it'll ruin your day.
Yeah, it will legit. I think it was like 9 o'clock at night, and I forget what I was reading about, and I know I was watching YouTube videos, and I forgot how it came up. It came up on, because I like to watch Matthew Santoro. I like to watch his videos. He does, like, top 10 sort of things that are, like, creepy. And I've always watched him. And it came up, it wasn't one of his, but it came up as a suggested video. And I just watched it. And I forget the gentleman's name, but he's on YouTube. You can find him. I'm sure if somebody knows who I'm talking about.
Give him a plug.
I don't remember his name. But so I'm watching his video, and he's talking about this. And I'm like, okay, so as he's bringing up these examples, and I'm like, and I remember all these examples that he's bringing up, and I'm like, why is this ruining my day? Like, this legit ruined my entire night the fact that I text him,
it'll keep you up.
Yeah, it still bothers me to this day. Like, I swear I'm still haunted.
So do you believe it? You believe we just forgot all this stuff, or do you believe it was some sort of alternate universe?
I don't want to say that we crashed, like, our universe crashed with another one. I don't think we infused with another universe. But I feel like maybe we were brainwashed, maybe.
Something.
That's another thing that I've read, is brainwashing, is the brainwash effect.
Yeah.
But I want to say, on a scale of 1 to 10 on the fact that we crashed into another universe, I'm going to say 1. But on the fact that it might be, like, just us forgetting, or maybe we're brainwashing, we give it 7. It really, really will ruin your day.
I would say 7. 7 sounds about right. Because it's hard to justify the universe colliding, but who knows?
Yeah, maybe Bill Nye, maybe he'll come out with something. I like watching his video.
I like Bill Nye too. He gets a lot of crap.
Yeah, and I don't know why. He's intelligent.
But because he didn't actually get, like, certain degrees or whatever. But he
Come on now.
He's still smart.
Yeah.
Smarter than I am.
And then,
I can't bash him.
Was it Tyson Neil deGrasse or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
He gets a lot of shit too, but he is
extremely
intelligent.
Yeah.
I like watching his lectures and stuff. So we're both going to give it a 7?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give it a 1 on the fact that we crashed into another universe. So an alternate reality. I'm not going to say that we're living in an alternate reality. Because if we are, I kind of want to get back to the other one.
This yeah.
Pretty shitty.
That's a damn movie. He was cool.
Yeah.
And he made one, too, now, afterwards.
Yeah, no, he made like
right, a little...
Yeah, he made like a little joke about it. Cause
yeah. He's so
like,
many people.
Yeah, he went on Twitter. He's like, I didn't do this movie. And then, like, later on, he made like a poster with him.
That's genius. He should have made a real movie. So many people were watching.
Oh, I know. I was always a big Simba fan. Like,
yeah.
Was it First Kid? That was one of my favorite movies. First mm-hmm. Kid.
He has his own show, too. It's in
I wasn't allowed to watch. I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Was he on In Living Color?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah. I really like that show.
So I think you're up next.
I was going to jump into the moon landing with being a hoax.
Right.
So, okay, next year will be 50 years since we landed on the moon. I don't know if that's
or if or not. We landed on the moon.
Did we?
I believe we did.
Okay, so I say nearly 20% of Americans believe it was fake.
20%?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot higher than I was anticipating.
Yeah. Well, the reason's for that, they say the flag waving or whatever.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been waving. There should have been no wind on the moon.
But it was actually on a pole and then on another thing to keep it like this. So there's actually images that they took of him beside the flag, and with him moving, the flag's not actually moving. It just gives the rippling effect. Another thing is to beat Russia.
Right, to beat, to beat Russia up there, yeah.
The theories, another one is the Van Allen radiation belts. Apparently we couldn't get through the radiation belt to get into outer space. It would have destroyed the ship.
Yeah, I've read that too.
But these are all pretty much dispelled, like the flag rippling. Another guy came out and actually could get through the radiation belts. They just have to go through a certain part faster, and then there are lower radiation parts that you can get through, stuff like that.
I don't mean to interrupt, I read about how it would actually, in 19, the dates are not my thing.
69?
69, yeah. All right, so they said back in 1969, it would actually have been harder to make the movie in Hollywood that would have been going into space. It would have cost more money because we didn't have that technology.
Yeah. Yeah.
With movie equipment that we do now.
Too. And
we could easily fake it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But even now, they said if they make a movie that's on the moon and they, the dust kicking up, they can't capture it the way that they did
right.
when they're on the moon.
So no gravity.
Yeah, right. They just can't seem to capture that no matter what they do. So, I don't know. I was kind of a believer maybe that we could have hoaxed. It was a hoax. But, after seeing a lot of the stuff being dispelled, I was like, yeah, maybe we did.
Yeah, that was
me. And, the Russia also supposedly was way ahead of us at the point, and then all of a sudden we beat them.
Right.
But they were the first person to put someone in space. They put, a dog in space.
What was it, a monkey?
Maybe a monkey. No, it was an animal.
I say somebody put a monkey in space.
It might have been. I think it was Russia. So they did all these firsts before us, but they weren't actually accomplishing anything. And
they just
we were actually,
them
yeah. So, and then we just kind of passed them. There is the original video, the highest quality video is missing there.
I did not know that.
The missing, yeah, and that's never been recovered. So it's kind of weird there. But
I do know that if you tell Buzz Aldrin that it's fake, he will punch you right in the face. he will legit punch you in the face.
Makes me think it was real, then.
Yeah,
he's gonna hit you in the mouth. That's probably.
Yeah. Have you not seen the video of him?
I've heard of this.
Yeah, the guy on the camera in his face, and he's like, the moon landing, and he just turns, bam, him in the mouth, and then, and this is, I think he's like 80.
Yeah.
And he still hit the guy right.
Oh yeah.
He didn't even care. He's probably tired of hearing it.
No, I'm sure.
I'm sure he gets it every day.
Well, 20% of Americans believe it.
Yeah.
And
I used to be one of them.
The other thing is that they said 400,000 people were had a hand in this, in getting us there. That's
right.
Four. That's almost half a million people that have to keep secrets.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? If you go to work
somebody
and
somewhere
tell one person a secret, how long will everybody?
Yeah.
You know.
Somebody's gonna know, and somebody's gonna see if it was fake. And yet,
yeah.
Here we are, 2018, and nobody.
50 years almost.
Not one person has come out that worked on it.
Nope.
That said it was fake.
Nope.
Like you said, I was with you. I thought it was fake. Like, cause you start seeing all these, like you said, well,
yeah.
all your notes right there. You start seeing this, and you're like. Oh, okay, well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I went into it, and I was like, yeah, what about this? What about this? And I was like, oh, okay. All right.
That's
yep.
just good. All right, check that off. Yeah, I was with you.
I was like, never mind. It's like
yeah, it seems legit.
Yeah. So, believability that it's a hoax?
I'm going to give it a zero.
I'll give it a one, which is a little
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll give it a one just because of the fact that footage, the raw footage,
yeah.
is...
It's just one little thing that keeps me maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why you pay me enough, I'll keep the secret forever.
Yeah, I really do keep good secrets.
Yeah, I'd actually do it for free. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Except for Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas? You keep away Christmas secrets?
No, it's not that I keep away like Christmas secrets. Like I'll give my daughter like a present early because I'm like, oh, she's gonna love it.
Yeah, same way.
Yeah, so
let's open them right now in August.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. I love Christmas, though.
Yeah, I do, too. And I think the older I've gotten, the more I like to give than I do
yeah.
getting. I like to care less if anybody gives me anything.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same way.
I mean, I'm going to appreciate if somebody gives me, but I like giving.
Yeah, we'll appreciate it if you give us something.
There's but. One that, because we're running low on time, there's one that I want to cover, but I don't know enough about it to say, to spill 18 minutes on it.
Okay.
So, but... So maybe on another video we could cover, but it's the missing pages from the Bible.
Okay.
And I've always wanted this because I used to go to church when I was a kid. And I even recently got back into it because, I don't know, I fell into a rust belt. I'm like, okay, the only thing that can get me out of it is I'm getting married to start going to church. And I was going twice on Sundays, once on Wednesday. And I was reading. And I remember, like, you read about Jesus as a child. And then the next thing you know, he's an adult. And then when you ask people about it, and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. But like, it's probably because it's not important. And like, his whole life isn't important?
Yeah,
like,
it's a big
like,
chunk of life.
Like, he was married. Like, there's, you know, in the missing pages of the Bible, says he's married to Mary Magdalene?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right, so, and they're like, oh, Jesus was never married. I'm like... I'm not saying he is. I'm like, but why are there missing pages from the Bible? Like, why are you reading something and preaching on something? You don't fully believe it. Like, if you think that his years from the fact that he was, like, it's just rough because I don't know how old he was. So, like, before he was 35, like, his life didn't matter. Like,
yeah.
He had to have done something
yeah.
to get these followers. Like, he didn't just wake up one day and have followers. So he had to do something. So, and there's... I know. I wrote seven different stories. I know they're not called chapters.
Yeah.
But I know there's like seven chapters that are completely missing from the New Testament. Like there's like even additions to like Esther and Daniel, they're gone. And then Tobit, a whole book on Tobit, a whole book on Judas and the Wisdom of Solomon, all gone. And we don't know why. And like I said, I was told by a preacher because it wasn't important. There's got to be a reason that they're missing, right? There's got to be.
Hey, churches keep secrets too.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's.
I don't know.
Some of the richest people are pastors because they don't get taxed or nothing.
It comes in handy for me at work because I don't like it doesn't. It's not a business.
Yeah.
Technically. So I can just like, leave it at the door.
I like it.
Works
but,
for me.
Like I said, we're running short on time, and I don't know 100% full into it. So I just hope for hopefully somebody watching this or listening can educate me or at least educate themselves.
Yeah, let us know. I don't know as much as you do, so at all. So.
And I barely know any of it. So I tried to do some research, but when you work 60 hours a week, it's hard. And then, like I said, last night I worked 13 hours, so it was rough. So you wake up and you're like,
"Hey, but we're dedicated. We're here."
Yeah, but we're here.
Yeah. Far stretch for me.
Yeah, no meatloaf today.
No meatloaf. Had a big dinner, though. It's all right.
That's all right. Yeah. I didn't know. I still have But, okay, so I'm not going to give a believability scale on the missing pages of the Bible because I can't give a whole lot of information on it. And it's not because I don't want to, because I do. I just don't have the time to do the research on it. Because it's something new. Something new was introduced to me just recently, so I just... Because if you listen to it or you watch the video, you can educate me. I'm down for a listen.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm stupid.
Or if you haven't even heard of it, look it up and then
tell me. But that is one of the funnier parts of The Office, where it's like when they does the America's Talent thing or whatever. It's where they show The Office the preview thing. Remember, Andy's in the office and. The guy's comment, or somebody comments, says he's hot, and he's like, yeah, and then the other guy's like, he's butt.
Yeah, he's butt, yeah.
He gets all freaked out
on YouTube, yeah.
We won't freak out.
No, well, he might not. okay, so we can't really cover it in this page of the Bible, because we don't really have enough information, but I did want to open some people's minds to it, that there's a reason that they're missing, and I want to know why they're missing. I want to do more info. It, and where are they that we can read them?
Yeah, I agree.
Because I've done a little bit of research. I can't find anything to where I can actually read, like, the page on the book on Judith.
Oh, you can't even find it.
No, I can't even find it, so.
Her stuff can cover up.
Yeah, so I'd be interested if somebody can give me that information. So, no believability scale, so we can move on to the next one, which I believe is the last one.
Yeah, it's my last one. It's something that we only got a few minutes here, but the Bermuda Triangle, everybody knows about it.
Yes.
I love
listening to stories.
It's pretty cool. One thing I didn't know, it covers 440,000 miles, which is huge.
Yeah.
Which I didn't read. So a lot of people claim that it's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily sink as many ships as any other place, that it's just kind of average, but it's a little higher than most of the place. So it is heavily traveled, and over 1,000 people have lost their lives that they can figure in the last 100 years.
Right.
And the Bermuda Triangle.
So if you think about it, how many feet did you say it was? How many miles was it?
440,000 miles it covers.
Okay. So if it covers that much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's this big.
See, that's what I always thought. I always thought that it was a small just area that.
I thought the same thing. Like, I think it was, I don't know why, I don't think it is, but I always thought it was like off the coast of South Carolina.
It's the North Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
I'm not good with geography. I can't say where that is.
It's like, I would say close to, like, Sweden, Norway, somewhere.
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah.
Somewhere in it.
I believe that's correct. But, yeah, I was, for some reason, when I was younger and I heard about it, I always thought it was, like, off the coast of South Carolina. I was worried to go to the beach and, like, get sucked in.
Sucked into the triangle.
Because when you read the stories about it, they make you believe that you go into this no matter what, you're going to die. And like you said, it's 440,000 miles worth of a stretch of ocean. And so, like you said, it's around average on the people that lose their lives in there, right?
Supposedly, yeah, it's around. So that's their theory. There are theories here. One is that paranormal. So it's
believed. Is there one where the Lost City of Atlantis is under it?
Yeah, that's the next one, actually.
Oh, okay, my bad.
It's fine.
See, I should have read your notes. See, I just jumped in front of them. My bad. No, well, I didn't really cover it. I
should have had a clip in again so I could put you on the
you
list.
You just made the list.
Dang it. We'll get one next week.
It's funny that you said that because.
Do you have a pin clip sound?
No.
Oh.
But I do have this.
You just made the list!
That's perfect.
All right. I know you couldn't hear that on YouTube, but it's Jericho saying you just made the list, which is actually the. Where he was going with that.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so the paranormal one is that aliens use it as like a portal to our world, right? So
yeah, I've never heard
they
that.
They come through and capture ships, us, whatever, to do research on us, experiments and such, which I would think that's really cool. I hope it'd be that, but probably not. The other one is Lost City of Atlantis. Fable City actually is under... See, it's got another name called the Devil's Triangle, which is cooler.
Yeah.
It's a
lot better.
So, and the mystical crystals from the city cause huge waves of energy.
Yeah, see, I've heard it and I've seen where it's been discredited, like the pyramids or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, well, why isn't this pyramid discussed with the other pyramids? Because it's not real.
Right. Underwater the Pyramid was my next one.
I thought it was the same one. My bad. I thought it was the same one.
Yeah, go ahead.
The next one. My peripheral vision is not that good, I promise you.
It's looking pretty good. This one's kind of crazy. It's the souls of African slaves.
Yeah, I've never even heard that one.
Okay, so they were thrown overboard on the way to the States, right?
Okay.
And then apparently people do hear sounds of, like, people moaning and making noises and crazy things coming from under the water, and the people think they're the souls of slaves thrown overboard on the way through. So that one's...
I don't know if you've even heard that.
But I don't, like, how is a soul pulling the whole ship down? Is that what I don't understand that one.
You can never understand ghosts.
Yeah, it's true.
Spirits can do...
But ghosts have never killed someone that we know of.
No. So, no, that's true.
I think they're pretty nice, most of them.
I've seen footage of people being, like, attacked by ghosts.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, but... I always like the ones where they're, like, in the middle of the woods. And they're filming each other, and all of a sudden they feel a smack on their face.
Yeah.
Like, not realizing, like, you got a light around your face. It was probably just a gnat biting your face. No, but, I hadn't even heard of that one. But I have heard of crystals, and I've heard of Atlantis. And, didn't Amelia Earhart, she was the one, she was the famous pilot that, did she die in the Bermuda Triangle?
That's where she got lost at, yeah. I believe so.
Okay, and then I read something where she was found on some island.
Yeah.
Like, not, she wasn't found on some island. Remains of her were found on some island. And it's a really interesting read that you gotta get into. They never officially say it's Amelia Earhart, but for a white woman to be on this island that is native to, it's an indigenous population that's not white.
Right.
And for her to be for these bones, and it's like right around the Bermuda Triangle, it kind of makes sense that she just lost her track because.
Yeah.
I remember watching this song that you ever watched the show. It's called Destination Truth.
I know what it is. Never seen
and,
it.
Oh, it's one of my favorite shows. Josh Gates is the he has a new show on Destination America. Anyway, they actually did an experiment. They flew over the Bermuda Triangle, and all they did is they lost their, their gauges went out.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, you could see it, like, their gauges went out, but they didn't get sucked into it or nothing. So they say that's probably what happened to Amelia Earhart, is that they're... She has lost her radar and her gauges and all that.
Well, see, the next thing I had was the U.S. Navy's Atlantic Undersea Test and Education Center, I believe is what it's called. Okay.
Another one that's new to me.
That is apparently out there. Okay, so it's kind of like the Area 51 of the sea is what I feel like. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
When I read it, I was like, so there is a place out there where they test and do weird things, so that, you know, they could be messing things up also.
Yeah.
But then the more logical reasons are just basically, like, cyclones, methane under the ocean there is actually, I think, higher or whatever. It's called electronic fog. It's a weird thing that apparently attaches to ships, and that could actually sink them. It, causes malfunctions in the ships.
On that episode of Destination 2, they were talking about, is electromagnetic fields, like, it's a hotbed for electromagnetic activity, and that's why the radars and all that. And as soon as they got out of it, fine.
Right. So, I mean, that could sink a ship. Right?
And then you think about it, like, in
when
Amelia Earhart, when she flew, like, the days are, I want to say, it was in the 60s or 50s or 60s, that she crashed. So the technology now, where they were able to fly out of it and their radar and everything got back. That might not have happened to her, and she just found the first place she could land, and she landed, and then died of old age.
Yeah.
Because the remains they found were not of a crash site.
Right.
So.
Believability?
I do not believe in the slaves. I don't. I just do. I believe that it's a hotbed of electromagnetic activity, and it's
that's what I think about the thing is that there's just things going on underneath water that makes it. But planes too, I don't know how that, you know.
Right, but
I would say like a 5.
I'm gonna give it a 4. so we're right with each other a little bit. I'm going to give it a 4 just because I've seen shows where they're trying to disprove it, and it's just, the evidence is there. Like I said, facts are facts.
Yeah.
You can't deny a fact when it's a fact, right?
Yeah.
That's why it's called a fact.
I think
I said fact like 15 times
anymore,
in like 10 seconds.
Anymore, I don't know.
But yeah, it's hard to believe that Ben Sleeves are pulling ships down, and the Lost City of Atlantis is clearly not under there.
Yeah.
And like I said, the pyramids and the crystals don't seem true either.
Yeah.
There's things about the ocean that we don't know, because what is it, like 75%?
Yeah, 70% water.
And like 75% of it, it's like we don't know about it.
You can't even go, so you can only go so far, right? Well, I mean, you can send certain things down there, but they're probably not telling us what they're finding anyway.
Yeah, so these underwater earthquakes could just be sending things up. And like you said, 440,000 square miles.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they could. I mean, we cause a lot of it with like oil drilling and things like that.
Yeah.
We mess with the natural structure.
Yeah,
we have
screwed the environment up. So that, you can't. I highly doubt. Like, I 100% firmly believe that it's not due to paranormal. Anything paranormal has nothing to do with the missing ships and planes over. So, that's really all the time we have. We just want to keep this one short because we didn't want to go over anything else. We wanted to focus on conspiracy theories and things.
I think we could do another one.
Maybe a part two.
Part two.
Later. Yeah, that's one way I could really do the research and listen pages.
Maybe
about.
Time you'll be prepared.
A little bit, yeah.
Sure.
Maybe. I hope. But all we really wanted to do is just open your mind, read, get out there and read, because there's things that you don't know, because there's things that I don't know. Because I'm not intelligent. I wouldn't consider an intelligent being, considering people that are out there.
I think
I'm smart enough. I think I'm above average, but I don't think I'm below. So
yeah.
Like, if you put average here, I'm probably like right here. So I think I'm right there.
I'm just like right.
You're probably just a little bit further than that.
Probably.
Just open your mind. Read. That's the thing that this generation doesn't like to do is read. Open your mind. And
the question things.
Yeah. You don't have to believe everything everybody says to you.
Nope.
Like, you don't have to agree 100% with us on the ones that we believe. Like, you don't have to believe that JFK was assassinated through the government.
You can think he's still alive if you want.
Yeah. Actually, that is one thing. Like, that's the lizard people. Yeah. Well, no, it's not the lizard people. The Hollow Earth theory that we didn't cover. Maybe we'll cover into in a part two episode.
But you put the tag on there, so you can't let everybody down.
I said the lizard people live in Hollow Earth. But, the Hollow Earth theory is... some of the people like Elvis and Tupac, they lived there. They didn't die, they lived there. They didn't die.
Probably a good place.
Yeah, so. Yeah, even though clearly Earth is not hollow. But anyway, open your mind, read. That's what I think with my old age, I've begun to like to enjoy reading. I like fiction as much as I like facts.
Yeah, if I'm going to read, I kind of like it to be something factual, yeah.
Yeah, that's something that's gonna, I don't want to read 50 Shades of Grey.
Seen the movie.
I don't like my porno with a story, you know what I'm saying?
What's the point?
That's going to be it for this week's episode. Have fun, read, open your mind, and
be excellent to each other.
I don't know why I stopped.